This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid racist motherfucking bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell the truth.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitoris big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now...
Now that you opened up the demon in me! It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Hello. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. Good evening.
How did we get here today?
That is the extra, you know, the...
Made a left at the kitchen.
That's a question for the ages.
I am so fucked up.
How did
up
we
today.
Get here? 718-577-1389. The bull guy that's over here, wait, fucking camera, right there, Piney sitting in from the original cast.
Yeah.
Piney hanging out with us
today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hanging out with us on the show tonight.
We should play the Maven.
We should play the Maven in honor of him. The man who had sex on our boss's desk with a fake vagina. Yeah. Another round of applause for Piney. Yeah.
That's right.
Gee, I wonder why we don't work there.
And Mr. Fired a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. He got us fired. This is the guy that said fuck on terrestrial radio.
That's right.
They got us fired.
That's right.
So how are you? Jack, holy crap. Dude, Jack Aurora, Billy. That's really? A blast from our past. Holy
wow.
shit.
Yeah. Hey.
God damn.
How's the elevator business?
I know. I'm just throwing out names now. Sorry, people. Trish says hi to Piney, by the way, because we're live. Yeah. Also on Facebook Live. Go to the Facebook suite. It's right there for you. Check it out under the... It's actually under my Facebook, but you can check it out. It's right there. It's action-packed. I'm ready to go. Talk to us there. Of course, 718-577-1389. Phone lines are open. Carissa's in there. Ashley's in there. I'm wearing the shirt. Ash, I got your shirt on today. Jack in there. Ellis is in there. My sister, one of them, is in there. Corey in there. He's fucking porn stars is in there. Joe, for some reason, is asking, who are you asking if they got married?
Trish.
She got. When is she supposed to get married?
She's supposed to get married again.
Not yet.
For the 14th time.
I don't fucking think she's getting married yet.
Yeah. How many times have you been married, Trish?
A couple of times. Didn't she marry a prisoner?
No, she was in a, like, I don't know. She was
the relationship back and forth, but the one dude out.
She was fucking a dude in jail. Yeah.
No, weren't they just letters back and
forth?
They were
pen pals.
Yeah, but I think she was definitely sending them naked shit. Like, here's my pussy.
Yeah, and here's the green icing guy. There was the green icing guy.
That was the original. No, that's Papa Giorgio. There was the prisoner.
Yeah.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah. Did she marry Danny one time?
No, she no. She masturbated to Danny. She wanted to fuck Danny.
I know she did.
And then the. Then there was the green icing guy, and I think she left the green icing guy and then went back to the green icing guy.
She gets more sex than right.
She gets tons of fucking cock.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
She might have a stretched vagina. Her vajayjay might be stretched, and it might be taking up water because she's in the tub right now. So it might be like Whitney Houston. It's just filling with water.
This is the cleanest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Danny said she must have the cleanest fucking vagina in the business. She's always in the fucking tub.
Absolutely.
Trish, hello from the tub, enjoying the bubble bath and listening to you guys. LOL's not married yet. Maybe next year.
Oh, okay. So.
I thought she was going to say next week.
Next week. Just cleaning my pussy now for the wedding.
That would be better of her.
Better of her. As she fucking says.
Still lives with her aunt?
I believe so.
Yeah, her aunt was cool.
I think Trish actually lost a little bit of weight. So
she looks good.
She might be halfway to where she needs to be for Danny.
I saw some.
Danny might fuck her. I'm just saying.
She looks good.
Brian also joining us in the Facebook Live suite. That's the... Okay, show's over. We're good.
Yeah.
I have nothing else for today's show. It was a full show of hot-button topics.
Jerry's in there, my liberal idiot friend.
He's not a liberal.
Yes, he is.
An idiot. Yeah.
Well, that's who... Whoops. Don't worry. They'll have a little political conversation.
Jerry knows I love him.
Ron in there as well. Zach Sang in the fucking... Jesus Christ.
Holy
Everybody's
Christ.
Watching the show today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's what we do. We can share some Zach Sang stories.
Is he still in California?
Still in California doing his show. I just saw his... remember Dax Holt? That was on from formerly of TMZ that was on the show?
Yes, right.
Friend of this very program, Dax Holt, now has Hollywood Pipeline. It's the weirdest thing when he does an update, and Zach is in the update.
Oh, yeah.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. I'm like, I used to work there before they shit-canned me. I used to work there, for crazy. So it's just weird. By the way, Jerry says he's not a liberal. Yeah. He's a realist.
Oh, I thought he said he was a racist.
He is a racist. He hates the whites.
He does.
I hate them so much.
And he likes poor people for some reason.
Trish says, I'm still paying down the $6,000 debt Brandon left me.
Holy crap.
And he still hasn't sent me any money. And kept the bedroom set, that cocksucker, and all her clothes. That's why she's in the tub. She has no clothes.
And all the frosting.
Yes.
What is he, a transvestite? He needs her clothes.
He needs Church's clothes. This is Church, by the way, who blew... she didn't blow. Brandon, was Brandon the guy? Was Papa Giorgio?
Brandon was Papa Giorgio.
I have to get her love life straight. Brandon's the guy that took the dick and slapped her in the forehead.
Yeah, that was
on our show.
That was Mr. Papa
then
Giorgio.
Then they split up, and then she went back.
Yes, and then that was the guy that got it twice. The guy that got blown on our show with the green icing.
The green icing,
What's his fucking name?
That's him.
That was him.
That's Brandon,
that was Papa Giorgio. They got back. That's when they got back together.
Oh, Brandon.
So this
well.
Guy gets it. He gets to slap his dick on her forehead.
Yeah.
Okay. Steal her clothes.
And steal her bedroom
steal
set.
Steal the bedroom set.
And keep
get
the frosting.
Get blown on this very program while having green frosting on his cock and balls.
Yeah. But he didn't take her rifle.
No. She's a gun-toting American.
That's right.
Yes, Brandon was Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah.
Trish, call the show from the tub.
You should have shot
the bastard. Let's have phone sex while you're in the tub.
Ooh.
You and Danny have some phone sex in the tub. Come on. I want to hear the...
Interrupting Monkey says, shut up.
I want to hear the water glisten over your body.
Shut the fuck up.
You can't use that. It's my button.
That's right.
That's it. We only use that for
Joe. I'm going to have Joe install another one.
Yeah, we only use that for Joe. But, yeah. So, either way, long story short, Trish is the only one getting laid more than Billy.
Yeah.
Billy gets laid because Giggles, you know, tries to fuck him all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly with food-related stuff, but she tries to fuck him all the time.
Right. Sure.
So,
Billy's
Piney's getting laid, but he's not really on the show, so he gets laid.
I think Billy's waiting for the honeymoon night. It's like he wants to be a virgin.
Oh, he wants to consummate it. No, but we learned that he had sex with her in the Jeep, remember?
In the Jeep, yes.
In the Jeep. He turned her pussy into origami at one point.
Well, that's it. He has to only do it in cars.
Bent her over the fucking steering wheel and started eating her out.
After we argued what color was the Jeep.
Right.
The Jeep is fucking purple.
Whatever.
The Jeep is not brown.
Okay, what does it matter? You're fucking her. What does it matter that we're
calling
her?
No, it wasn't that. He's had this Jeep. He had this Jeep for a while. This is the Jeep.
This is the one that you used to take the Jeep out.
Yes. Now, what color was the Jeep?
The one you puked all over.
And the one you peed in.
We peed in the back of the limo.
That was the
limo. Okay.
When we made Piss the Movie.
And that Jeep was purple.
Yes, and that Jeep was purple.
But it's listed as fucking whatever brown.
Purple brown?
When you look up the color.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because Giggle says you ain't getting nothing over, baby.
Oh, are you in the doghouse?
Ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. Wait, Giggles, is he in the doghouse? Is Billy not getting any pussy?
You're going to see Mary and her four sisters.
What are you doing in there? Nothing. Linda is in the chat room. Linda, I went to school at Linda.
Yeah.
Linda in the chat room. DVD Rich is in there. She got pretty... Yeah. Pretty fucking hot,
yo. She good? She got any bitches?
Yeah, she's a mom with kids.
Well, that's okay.
I'd still fuck her, bro. I'm just saying she's a mom with kids, so show some decorum, asshole.
Is she a MILF?
She's a MILF. You know how many fucking girls from my school now?
Yeah.
Like, when I was in school, like, high school girls are now... married, have children. They're all MILFs.
Yes,
there's so many MILFs.
It's called growing up.
I know, but there's so many MILFs. But some of them weren't hot in high school.
No.
Then they got married.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of baby weight kicked in.
All right, what'd you graduate? 98? Come on.
97.
All right.
God
like
damn it.
Like they didn't fucking grow up.
Yeah,
right?
But some of them grew up. Not all grew up. Some of them grew up, and now there's a lot more MILFs out there.
You grew. That.
Yeah. I grew. I have everyone's baby weight. Still on here. I'm holding. You have how many kids now?
I don't know.
I have three fucking kids baby weight on. I mean, that you have. Yeah, let's rephrase the question. How many kids do you have that you know of?
I don't know.
That's the real fucking question.
Well, did you see on the internet this?
I thought he was going to ask, did you see your kids?
No. No, there's this guy.
Did you see your kids, Piney?
There's this guy on the internet who was not a transvestite. I would call him one. Like a Bruce Jenner type of guy.
Transgender.
He's transgender. But he's.
I don't know anymore.
He's really a girl. But he's a guy now.
Oh, yeah, one.
And he's pregnant, you know.
And they're like a man gave birth.
Yeah, like that's exactly what they say, because they have him and his husband, you know.
Him and his husband.
Well, his wife.
Wasn't that a while ago?
No, there was a story back in the day. When I worked at Q104, name drop.
That was the
for
old
Jim
one,
Kerr.
Yeah.
There was one that was on, and Jim got on the air and flat out was like, he said the most ingenious thing in the world.
What
did
he say?
He said, because it was a chick
mm-hmm.
who now is a dude.
Okay.
And he goes, if she has a womb to hold the child, it's still a chick.
I would say.
That's why when people argue with me about fucking does gender exist, you got to have the you have to have the mechanics
the parts
for
the
it to work. Danny cannot fucking, you cannot fuck Danny in the fucking vagina.
Yeah.
And it's a mangina, even though I got yelled at for saying mangina last week.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
And it's stretched vajayjay, and you fuck him in his man-made stretched vajayjay, come all up in the fucking walls, it all up in there.
Nothing happens.
And nothing will happen. You know why? Because he's a dude.
It'll drip out.
He's a dude with a vagina. But see, but like Buck Angel, who's been on this show. I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
Buck Angel, Google, by the way, Buck Angel, Danny, if you can't find a picture, Buck Angel, put it up in the chat room if you can. Or at least a link. Somebody get a picture of Buck, or show it on your phone and shove it on the camera, Danny. You don't even have to put it on the chat room. The Buck Angel is a chick, but looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin with tattoos.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He could get knocked up. Because he has a vagina, has a womb. He was born with a vagina.
Yeah,
right.
All right, show the picture. There we go. Danny's up. Look at that. All right. Boom.
That looks.
There you go. That's Buck Angel right there. Mm-hmm. Now, Buck Angel, Piney, that's a chick.
Yeah. Well, I know because that's what she used to look like.
No, that's not what she used to look like. That's a porn star today. It's an older picture. There is an older picture. Hold on. Turn.
Yeah. Wait, he's like sucking a dick there. What is he doing?
Well, because he's a chick. He likes to suck some dick.
Holy Jesus.
Well, we've had him on the show. And I love him. He's a great guy and everything. I'm just saying, he has the proper fucking things.
Is it a great guy or a good girl?
Person.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
See?
Person. Great person. Goddamn PC.
Well, we had the opposite on last week. We had
Valentina Mia.
We should get the two of them
Piney,
together.
Sorry. Valentina Mia.
Valentina Mia.
Piney's like, goddamn, why did you get that? Anyway, so the she has a dick.
It's like Adam on a pia.
Yeah, and she did. Now, she has a dick. Now, that is the yes, he has a vagina. That's what I look like naked, minus the muscles.
I know. I swallowed a guy like that one.
Yeah, look at the Piney. Show Danny that picture. Yeah. Show Danny that picture.
Joe.
Now, look at that vagina. That's really? Some good vagina.
Hey, Billy, I'll zoom into the mangina.
Yeah, please.
Oh,
zoom
for
in.
Me? Well, thank you.
Well,
okay.
Now, see, that's a dude with a clitoris. Now, look at that. Ooh. That's, to me, that's, there's nothing wrong with it. It happens. That's what.
Yeah, but that's really his cock. They just folded it up into
a
vagina.
No, he was a born a woman.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Buck Angel was a chick who decided that she didn't want to be a chick no more. Yeah. So gets all the surgeries and the pectorals. You know.
See, but why is it a miracle if he gets pregnant?
No, I'm saying
that was on the news.
But that's the thing, not a miracle because he has the proper mechanics. It's the proper fucking utensils, proper appliances. They're built into. That's
the plumbing is the right plumbing.
But that's
for
what separates the two. That's my. But that was my point, and I think that's what Jim Kerr's point was back in the day, where you can't tell me that gender doesn't exist.
Sure
that
does.
Is the sole purpose of gender is procreation. That is the sole fucking purpose. A man is supposed to fertilize a woman's eggs.
Yeah, fun.
Thus
too.
Create. No, but that's why.
Unless you're an amoeba.
But if you're an amoeba, then why don't you fucking make like an amoeba and split, bitch? What I'm saying is, if the whole purpose of life is procreation. That's why we have penises, boys have penises, and girls have vaginas.
What about cooking and cleaning?
What's a dick?
Yeah, we what?
What about cooking and cleaning?
Cooking and cleaning is just the sidebar. That's the extras when you get a woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes a non-responsive man.
Yeah.
Danny, bring those down. The point is, you can't tell me that that's a giant reason why gender exists.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a penis for a reason, she has a vagina for a reason, so you can't go on the news because you feel fucking froggy, and you're like, watch this headline, man gives birth. You can't say that, because it's not a man.
It was actually the picture that was interesting, because he looks exactly like him. He looks like this guy.
Yeah, he looks like Danny with glasses, quite frankly.
But he's got the belly, the pregnant belly.
Well, Danny has a belly now.
Well, this is a pregnant belly.
Danny has a little belly. You see, Danny's pregnant.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. But the point
I
is...
I can almost rest the beer
almost.
On my belly.
Try it. Wow. Let's see. Do the quarter water. No, you got to lean it back for it. The back for it. Towards your nipples. There you go.
Towards your nipples, stupid.
Towards your nipples. There you go.
Towards your other nipples.
He got quarter water on his crotch.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
How do you function in life?
We don't know how Danny yanks it through life. And he holds down a pretty good job. The guy, we don't know how it works. Yeah, he should have done hot coffee on his fucking nether regions. But the point is, you can't go on and just say automatically that this is a man is pregnant. He's not.
No.
He's not and look, that's not disparaging.
No,
I'm not trying to be a dick to the transgender community. I don't want your cards and your letters and your emails. I don't give a fuck.
He just wants your cock.
I want your cock. I want your meaty meat thermos on my arm. Ooh. I just want to just stroke. Oh, is this? Sorry,
this thing
mic's on?
Still on. Yes.
We didn't go to commercial?
D is so hairy. It's got one eye. And two big balls.
I can't believe we recorded Piney before the show.
I know.
The point being is that is the main argument for is gender in the thing. Like, that's the main argument. How can you tell me gender doesn't exist if the whole purpose of gender is to procreate? That's why the dick fits in the pussy, people.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
Sometimes
that's why black
you
guys
stretch it.
Well, then you get stretched for JJ. It happens sometimes.
It is amazing, isn't it?
The black guys have the bigger meat thermoses, and they fucking they stretch it out.
That's
good.
That's because they didn't have no toys when they were kids.
They just kept pulling on us.
What the fuck?
It's not the first time he's used that joke. Why did that hit you so hard?
Yeah, because that's the first time I've heard him actually say that.
He said it out loud many a time.
That is just...
Okay, Corey writes, means transgender term of what? Equipment he or she has tits and a cock. I have tits and a cock.
Ooh.
So that doesn't make me transgender.
And you have a lovely set.
I do have a lovely set of tits. And when it's hard, a nice looking penis.
You know, your ass isn't bad either.
My ass is pretty firm and luxurious.
That's right.
However, I would not constitute myself as a...
So you rented it out?
Yes. I rent ad space and people can live inside if they wish. I'm just saying that would not make me transgender.
No.
Even though I do have a clitoris for a penis when I'm soft. Yeah. It shoots sperm. Everybody calm down. Ooh. However,
yeah.
There is men and there are women. Right there. That's the fucking answer. Like, I don't understand how people could now... The newest thing is... what was it? Fucking trans neutral.
What the hell is that?
Well, you don't claim nothing. Yeah. You're nothing.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I'm a man. I don't know if I'm a woman. I don't know if I'm a dog. I could be a ficus. I don't know what I am.
If you got a uterus, you're a woman.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Exactly.
What
Piney's in the medical business, let me tell you.
He would know.
Danny would agree. Danny, do you second?
I second that.
Two medical people.
There you go. Yeah.
Two medical personnel are telling you if you have a uterus,
sure. You
are a fucking woman. That's how it works. Okay? So if anyone here has a uterus, speak up now. Because if not, we're in a room. It's a sausage fest. Yeah. Everybody in here has, even though they're very small, everybody except for Danny's, everybody in here has a penis.
Does Joe's work?
I don't know. Joe, do you have the two popsicle sticks and some duct tape?
I think so.
Get those fuckers up.
I can do it.
That's all I'm saying. Put the balls down, deck up.
Yeah.
The point is, it works if you watch his porn.
Somebody wants the number.
Who wants the number? Who's calling in? Where are we?
Trish.
Trish, I'll give you the number when we come back. We gotta go to break in a fucking minute.
Yeah.
You on the phone is like, it's like NyQuil. I'll wait till we come back, and I'll fucking get you on the phone. I swear to God, we can even play potato because I have a trivia.
Oh.
We can play. I have a trivia book.
Ah.
We'll fucking answer. You can even play potato. Play it from the tub.
I could be a lifeline.
You can rub your pussy in the tub. All kinds of shit. We can do whatever you want, but let's do it when you come back.
Wow.
Let's do that when we come back. Why not? We don't have to go right this very second, Danny, do we? Or what are we going to do? Yeah, 2 minutes. Two minutes on the clock, ladies.
Did you know Sam Shepard died?
Sam Shepard
yes,
died.
Yeah.
A lot
did
of
anybody have him on the sheet? Did
anyone
no one had Sam Shepard because no one really knew of him to put him that he was going to die. Like, everybody in Deadpool Bingo is somebody that's on the verge. Somebody put Stan Lee, and I'm like, No, on the bingo, that's fuck face
Billy,
over here.
Billy did,
what
yeah.
I'm saying, though, is somebody put it on the internet, rest in peace, Stan Lee,
oh.
And I almost shit myself. Because I'm like, not only did Billy get a point, but like, fucking Stan Lee.
But
Stan Lee's wife died. You should get half a point for that?
No, you don't get
a
half point for that.
Why? Billy Joe tried to get fucking, because one of the James Bond died.
Yeah, I should have got a point.
And he wanted
for
Sean Connery, but Sean Connery didn't die.
Yeah, right. well, Roger Moore did.
Yes, but you
same
don't get a
thing.
Point. You
it's
don't
the
get a
same
half.
Thing.
How
no,
is it the fucking
not.
Same thing?
If Billy
about James Bond.
If Billy doesn't get a point for fucking the wife dying, you're not getting, because a character died.
Yeah.
You're not getting a guy that played the same character.
It was the same guy.
By the way, the Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
Lansbury, that was who that guy was?
Something like that.
George Lansbury played Bond.
Right.
Can we find out, by the way, during a commercial break, just because I had to ask, why he only did one Bond movie?
Well, he sucked.
No, besides that, he sucked.
Well,
I got that.
No, the truth is
But why did he only do one Bond movie? Do you know, really? Or are you going to fucking
know.
Make it up?
No, I do know. I saw the documentary.
Cocksucker, you better fucking be coming at me straight.
No, I'll say.
Bring it 100, as
actually,
the blacks say.
He actually had a big fight with Broccoli, the guy who...
that's a real guy.
Yeah.
He's not making up words.
I know.
You know. And Billy went, Broccoli, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. He fell into the Joe Void again.
He basically went bohemian. You know, he started to do drugs, and his hair grew long, and everything. He didn't want to do the thing like that. And he was bad. Nobody really liked him. He got panned by the critics.
Lansbury, right?
Yeah.
Joe Lansbury?
Right.
Angelo Lansbury's brother?
I'm just
making
Lansbury,
that up.
But it's close to it.
Lansbury? But who is it?
There's a whole documentary on Netflix about the whole James Bond thing, about how Sean Connery, I mean, he hated fucking Broccoli. They hated each other.
I hate spinach.
Well, you didn't like broccoli.
Just started bringing up.
Asparagus is another story.
Well, it makes your pee smell.
That's right.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Sit back, relax. Maybe we'll get a fucking girl in a tub doing some trivia when we come back. It's the Ham Radio Show. Full day of hot button topics right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. We'll be right back after these.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Live! Unfiltered Radio Network. .com 718-577-1389. The thrill is gone. Is the thrill gone between Giggles and Billy? She's yelling at me on the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, that's so a good much, place for
so much for reality radio. She used air quotes We are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. If you have a problem, bring it to the floor. I'm sure that Billy would like to address that issue and probably fix it so he can get some more poo-tang. I think that's what the thing is. Trish, if you're still in the tub and you want, I got a whole book right here, Trish. We can play potato. Are you dumb as a potato? 718-577-1389. It's a full day of hot button topics. Join in the conversation. Danny, you're off camera. Did you move your... there? No, but you're only, it's only the top of your head now.
Well, I had to move it because Joe was whining he wasn't in the shot.
I'm never in the shot. Yeah, nobody knows I'm even here.
But the show is better that way. Sarah in the Facebook Live suite. Corey. Hey, Pervy the Clown's in there as well.
Hey, Pervy.
Pervy. Gina, Steven, Danny, just keep making sure that you rotate this fucking thing. Because obviously we're missing shit. Billy's girlfriend slash fiance slash love of his life slash health food guru is slash Japanese tourist as well is fucking mad at us, I guess. Or mad at him and not fucking addressing something. I will address anything. I'll make out with Sarah, better off being
a lesbian. Is that why Billy's in a bad mood?
Well,
I'm not in a bad mood, though.
Let's play Scooby-Doo for a second. Okay, the thrill might be gone. We'll play this in the background. First off, she's saying that she'll make out with Sarah, because that's Sarah the lesbian, by the way. Ooh, nice. She'll make out with Sarah the lesbian.
I want to watch.
Because she says, quote, I'll make out with you, Sarah, better off being a lesbian, it seems. Yeah. Billy, what did you do?
Oh, what didn't you do? Is that the question?
Let's see.
Don't want to know at this point.
Why is Joe in the fucking shot, says Jerry. Very true.
Yeah, Jerry.
Antagonize you, Jerry.
Barbara's in there as well. What's going on with Billy and Giggles? Is the honeymoon over?
I don't know.
Before it starts.
They had some very sexy pictures on the internet.
Billy and Giggles?
Well, they weren't sexy. Did you know the honeymoon was over?
The honeymoon didn't even start, and it's already hit Rocky Roads.
It's terrible.
It's hitting all the Rocky Roads, and it has to be sugar-free Rocky Road, because she won't let Billy eat it. If it's not, I'll tell you that right now. I'm in awe that something is going on. If you want to have a talk, Giggles, feel free to call the hotline as well, 718-577-1389. We will fucking handle this problem whenever. We will mend fences,
we
motherfucker.
Counsel, Billy.
What did you do? Did you do anything? Did you fight? When was the last time you fought with her? Because obviously you fought with her.
Yeah, sure.
Sunday. What'd you fight about?
I don't know.
Anything? Was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Picture.
On a scale of 1 to 10, was it a big fight or a little fight? Because it's already Wednesday and she's still.